Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts.
Well, it's May, everyone. So welcome to the podcast, and we're here in May. And we're going to talk a little bit about Washington Local, and this may be unique to Washington Local, but I want to talk a little bit about secret spirits. So we're here. Right, what are secret spirits?
Secret.
I mean, if you're a Washington Local alumni, people know, but if you don't know, you're going to learn something today. And I'm here with two advisors, Jody Tucker, who's been on our podcast before, and Ellie Clayton. Ellie, can you introduce yourself and give us a little history?
Hi, I am actually a Washington Local grad. I graduated in 2015, so it's been 10 years now, but I came back 4 or 5 years ago as a math teacher, and I've just been trying different ways to get involved.
And before we talk about secret spirits, were you a secret spirit?
I was a secret spirit.
Ooh, the secret is out.
The secret is out. You were a secret spirit. Okay, so can one of you tell our listeners what is secret spirits here in Washington Local Schools?
Okay, I'll start off. So Secret Spirits is a group of seniors that have applied to be in this position, and they are kind of what it sounds like. They're secret people that bring spirit to the high school. So they post signs around for our athletes or our clubs. They are obviously in Pete and Penelope, which is a huge part of it. They send cards to their fellow seniors to give them encouragement. For Teacher Appreciation Week, they made cards for all of our teachers. So they're just really bringing the positive spirit into the high school.
That's good to know.
And district.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just think Pete and Penelope, and there is a lot more that happens with secret spirits.
And I forgot the fence. They do the fence.
Oh, yes.
The cupping of the fence.
Not just the fence, the banners too, right?
Yes.
We would come in as teachers, we would come in the morning and the school would be decorated, and it was like it was done under the cover of night. Yeah. Are all your meetings at night?
Yes. We're always here late
or a weekend.
Night. Yeah.
Or a weekend.
Yep.
So are there real late night activities that happen? Because I've kind of heard some rumors about maybe when you first start. Are we allowed to share any of this?
Well, this year we did not do that. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about with the paws.
Okay.
But with the Whitmer construction.
What's the paws?
They paint the paws on Whitmer Drive.
Oh.
But with no Whitmer Drive,
is that typically how it starts for them?
Yeah.
It'll be one of their first meetings, yes.
And they do that in the middle of the night. With security, of course.
Yes.
So we do have
safely.
Safely. How you talked about they apply. What does that look like? How do you apply and how are you selected?
So we're actually in recruitment for next year right now. And so the kids fill out an application online, and this year we're actually asking them to either make a video of showing school spirit, like how they would act in the costume, or make like a poster banner kind of showing school spirit in some way that way. But then they also answer a couple questions about themselves and how they want to get involved and how they would keep their identity and their friends' identities a secret as well.
Talk a little bit about the hidden identity, because it is, they do secret things, but they are also, their identity is hidden. So can you share a little bit of what that looks like?
A lot of our kids, like when they're in Pete and Penelope, like missing football games or stuff, they have to come up with different things to hide their identity. And so a lot of them, I have work, I have to babysit, but we've asked all of our kids this year, how are they going to tell their friends that they're not, or that they're a part of it?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the group knows who each other is, but other than that, like, I know as the principal here, and we really didn't know. I mean, no staff members know.
No.
You two know, and the group knows. But,
which I love.
It's one of our favorite parts.
But other than that,
in the years past, I never know who was in there, and they'd be poking me and waving. And I'm like, I know that's probably someone I know.
Yes,
but you now didn't. I know.
And then when do they reveal who is it? Do they ever reveal? What does that look like?
Yeah, so at our annual senior assembly, that's one of the very last things that we do is we do a cute rhyme that gets it going, and then each kid creates their own rhyme. Because a lot of the secret spirit stuff is all about rhyming, and they get revealed one by one if they were active members.
Okay. And what does that mean? Is there a certain number of hours to be an active member?
So they get points for the different things that they do. So being in the mascot is the most points, right?
Five.
She's our point taker.
I think
taker.
They're all like five.
She's the point taker.
Of course, the math teacher. That makes sense.
Right? Yes.
We give them 5 points for being in the mascot, 5 points for attending meetings. This is definitely something that we're talking about for next year as well. We're just kind of following with what they've done in the past. But we told the kids that they had to get 50 points this year.
And Allie, how does the experience you're giving kids compare to the one you had? Are they the same traditions or things different? Are they the same?
I think a lot of the stuff that we do is the same. I actually missed the painting of the road when I was in Secret Spirits, and that was one thing I was looking forward to. So I'm kind of excited to do that, hopefully, when Whitmer drives up the evening.
Weren't you?
Yeah, I accidentally fell asleep and
too late
missed
for
it.
You.
No way. people don't know, it's actually really hard to be the mascot. I mean, it's hot in those suits. They're heavy. It's hard to see, especially with little kids. They're like pulling, and I mean, it's probably it's great, and it provides such a service to our community, but it's not all sunshine and rainbows to do that.
Absolutely not. They are very sweaty, especially at the beginning of the year at football games.
Yeah,
we have to give them breaks. We find places and go in, and so they can take the mascot head off.
We also tell people we're security sometimes because the little kids want to pull on
them
and different things like that.
Right. Do our students want to be Pete and Penelope? Do they look forward to that?
I think there's a select group of people. So we only have, like, typically I think it's 20-ish students that do it a year, because you don't want too many and you don't want enough.
Right.
You know, we 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's something like, so we put the application out and they haven't finished the application, but I keep getting emails asking, like, oh, wait, how do I do this? How do I do this?
Because
they're eager to hopefully get in.
Yeah. Like KP said, I have put that costume on, the mascot, before. It is not easy to move in, and the head is like, it's just difficult. So I think you mentioned at the beginning, the part of their application is how would they act in the costume. Well, how I think I would act and how I really act were two different things, because I was out on Werner's Corner years ago. I remember it was a levee, and I was in that with another administrator, and like we were waving, but we had to, you know, it was hot, and I give the kids a lot of credit because see them out in August at football games and parades, and they just rain or shine and hot or cold, they're out there. So
they represent us so well.
We always tell them, nobody knows who you are, so have fun with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there rules? Do you have to say, okay, when you're in this costume, you can't speak, you can't, like, obviously they have to, they're representing us, right?
Yes. They cannot speak, so they do a lot of hand gestures or, like, shaking of their heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't, because we don't want their voices to be given away.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some good news that the Pete and Penelope have gotten a little wear and tear, a lot of use over the years.
They've seen better days.
Yes. Would you like to share some great news?
Go ahead.
We have brand new costumes.
Woohoo! Yeah, do they look the same?
They're similar,
a little different. Penelope's a little lighter pink, but she's really pretty.
Oh, well, we have seen the ones from days gone by that were not very pretty.
Yes,
they were terrifying.
These get two thumbs up.
All right.
They're great, great.
So we haven't used the new ones yet, right?
We are going to reveal them at Senior Assembly.
Perfect.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I think they just get so much use, and they're not cheap, but there's not a better investment than investing in our kids and our community and kind of just a culture that creates for our students. Mm-hmm. So
especially the events that our students do where younger students are there. The younger students really get into it, and their parents want pictures with Pete and Penelope all the time. Hopefully some get them when they're kindergarten and then when they're seniors as well. So
we've had a couple people have walked up to us at open house, like, we have pictures of you with them as kids. Mm-hmm. You have to take it now, parents, and it's fun.
And they're forcing their students to do it, but that's okay.
Do our students come back and tell you stories like, oh, there was this little boy and he was so scared, or he was so... I bet they enjoy.
Or they get lots of hugs and lots of fist pumps and lots of high fives.
That's awesome.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share about Secret Spirits?
Nope. But this was our first year doing it. I loved it.
Good.
I wasn't sure what to expect because it's such a secret. So it was all brand new to us, but
it was a great experience.
I won't talk for you.
And I think it's been passed down, you know, advisors to advisors, and everyone puts a little twist on it. But I think, again, Pete and Penelope and just creating a culture are the two common themes that people think of. So thank you both for being advisors and keeping that going. And we're glad that you're staying on board next year. And we're looking forward to the big reveal. Allie, your first time on the podcast. So one of the things I ask everybody is a favorite moment or memory. You've been in Washington Local as a student and as a teacher. And do you have anything that stands out as a moment that's been special to you?
I've just really liked coming back and working with a lot of the people who were teachers of my own. I had her as my junior teaching professions teacher, and it's been a lot of fun getting to see people from a different perspective and getting to know them as colleagues now, and I really enjoy it.
Well, we appreciate when our students come back. Yes. I mean, there's nothing I think that makes us happier than when we have students that are successful and then pouring back into education. So thank you both for being on the podcast today. And the end of the year, things that you want to talk about, anything crazy? I know we're in May.
Everything is crazy.
I am not counting down the days. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, this is funny, but we have an event coming up over the summer for our kindergartners on August 12th. They're doing a field trip, my first field trip. And I emailed both of you this week and said, I need a Pete and Penelope. And I was like, I don't know if you'll have one yet. Do you already choose?
We will. We'll
figure something out.
Yeah, we'll have someone.
When is the official? Is it over the summer that they find out, or do they know before the school year ends?
Well, last year, because we were new, we did it over the summer, but I think we were hoping to do it before the end of the school year.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I'm going one more last question. How do they find out? Is it a typical email, or is there...
This last time, I somehow created a rhyme. I was so proud of myself. and it's just like a really cute rhyme saying, hey, you're in, keep this a secret. And then we had a back to school meeting before school.
Okay. So they really don't know until they get to that back to school meeting. So.
Okay, but I have to ask, there have been rumors since I started teaching here that you kidnap kids in the middle of the night. Is that true? Did that ever happen?
Yes.
It did used happen. To. It did.
Like parents knew and everything. And
I mean, it's orchestrated, approved kidnapping.
Yes. I had a lot of fun with it, to be honest.
I was a parent of a daughter that was a secret spirit. And again, we were warned, leave your door unlocked this night. And these people were coming in at this time. And
they take them out of bed and say, you're coming with us.
Yes.
It's usually people a year above you. I was kidnapped by one of my friends, and then I kidnapped one of my younger friends.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. So,
will you be continuing this tradition, or we don't know?
We haven't talked about it yet.
It's one of your favorite memories, Miss Clayton.
I think more excited as a parent, waiting up for that to happen.
So
just kind of fun.
It's good that they tell the parents ahead of time.
That's crucial.
If we do it again, they will be notified.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time. I know it's a busy time of year, and I appreciate you being on, and I appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!